You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 27th, 2021. If you're expecting just news, no. This is news and commentary. I'm making very clear, you're going to hear more than news. You're going to hear my input on it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, gridlocked. Apparently they're gridlocked on legislative measures, and the Democrat Party is growing, according to some sources, infuriated. The New York Times bringing all this up. Yes, the New York Times exposing the inner gutting of the Democrat plan to tax and tax and tax. The New York Times saying last week is all outward appearances suggested gridlock on Capitol Hill. Pelosi and Schumer's inability to salvage a $3.5 trillion social policy and climate change bill is still failing. Pelosi broke her promise anyway. She promised moderates a vote on the bill today, that $1.2 trillion bipartisan bill. But now she's pushed that vote to Thursday. That's probably because Congresswoman Jayapal of Democrat of Washington, her 94-member Congressional Progressive Caucus, which opposed a vote on the bipartisan bill for fear of losing leverage, so then they could turn around and pass the $3.5 trillion. You do understand we're talking about nearly $6 trillion they want to pass. But Joe Biden continues to push the White House talking point. My Build Back agenda costs $0. It adds $0 to the national debt. Right. Well, this source, Texas Public Policy Foundation, always give you sources. Don't try to hide so you know who's saying what. Is saying that Biden's legislative agenda will kill 5.3 million jobs and it will generate $4.5 trillion in debt. Saying the U.S. GDP will be reduced by almost $4 trillion, nearly the cost of the reconciliation package, but they're going to push forward anyway. And when you break down the cost of social welfare spending by state, you're going to find that Kristen Sinema, Democrat of Arizona, where she resides, who's opposed much of Biden's massive tax and spending, her state will absorb $97 billion of the cost and lose 115,000 jobs. Texas is going to lose almost 500,000 jobs and absorbing $394 billion in cost. But Biden says it would cost $0. He is living in a fantasy world. He did get his booster shot today. Maybe that'll perk up his mind and make him reconsider. Not likely. Oh, by the way, the Pfizer CEO saying, I agree with the Moderna CEO that within a year, I think we shall be able to come back to normal life. I don't think that means variants will not continue. I just don't think that this means we'll be able to live our lives without having immune, without having vaccinations, basically. And what he's saying is we're going to have to give you shots forever and ever and ever. And, you're going to be charged for it. I mentioned earlier about Kyrie Irving of the NBA. The NBA is trying to get all players to agree to be vaccinated. Brooklyn Nets opening camp. And Kyrie Irving now saying, he didn't attend the team's media day in person due to New York City COVID-19 protocols because you have to show you have proof of vaccination. He's getting a lot of questions about whether he's going to be compliant before the start of the NBA season. And he told reporters, honestly, I'd like to keep that stuff first. I'm sorry, keep that stuff private. I'd like to keep that stuff private. I'm a human being first. You know what? I agree with him. So if you go to a game, should you have to show documentation to get in? I wouldn't think so, because I'm going to agree with Kyrie Irving. It's your decision. And when I heard again on the network news that the Biden administration is blaming the unvaccinated for causing the vaccinated to get sick, what the hell? I thought the vaccinated, you're supposed to be protected. Yes, I know they're breakthrough. Then how in the hell are the unvaccinated? There's no common sense. Oh, by the way, I'll tell you this, and you could understand this coming. Chris Cuomo, accused by a former producer while at ABC News of molesting her. CNN just didn't have time to cover that story the other day, and I don't think they have yet. I cannot imagine. They're so busy at CNN, just never got to that story.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
To answer my question directly, of the 17,400 that weren't deported back or didn't return on their own to Mexico, how many of them either, how many have been released into the U.S.?
They're released on conditions, yes. and approximately, I think it's about 10,000 or so. 12,000.
Have been released?
Yes.
And of the 5,000 that are still in process?
We will make determinations whether they will be returned to Haiti based on our public health and public interest authorities.
So are we talking about a total of 12,000, or could it be even higher?
It could be even higher. The number that are returned could be even higher. What we do is we follow the law as Congress has passed it.
No, you do not follow the law. The law is we have a border. The law is you cannot come into our country illegally. Oh, you're following the Democrats' version of the law. You're not following the law. Why do you think you have a border to separate your country from others? Do you want to just try to go into Mexico and do what you want without at some point being stopped and asking for ID? Go ahead and try that. You'll try to get into Canada without some questioning. We have allowed this open border policy to just escalate over and over again. And the gall of Mayorkas in that interview over the weekend with Chris Wallace, just still not really getting any answers. I mean, let me just repeat something. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I've got the transcript here. Wallace said, I want to start with those 30,000 Haitian migrants who came across the border. You say 12,400 will have their case heard by an immigration judge. another 5,000 being processed by your department. So how many, Mr. Secretary, how many of the 17,400 have been released into the U.S., and how many more potentially could be released? Mayorkas. Oh, so, Chris, so about 3,000. That was my mistake, not his. So, Chris, about 3,000 are actually in detention. And we make those detention determinations in the best interest of the American public. Stop it right there. You're not making any determinations in the benefit of the American public when you're allowing all of these folks together and come across. And but he says, of the others than the 3,000, I guess, let me see, we're talking about 17,400, cipher, minus 3,000, what is that, 14,000, 15,000 still, are in immigration court proceedings. They are monitored. We impose conditions on, you know what the condition is? They give them a return authority sheet to return. 44% by the Department of Homeland Security figures, 44% never show up again. And those numbers are probably low. He said, we impose conditions on them. We keep in touch with them. We ensure their appearance in court as the law requires. An absolute lie. I cannot believe the man, his nose did not blow off the screen. Wallace did try to put that in perspective. So let's pick up that part of the questioning.
According to the Department of Justice, 44% of those who are released into custody or from custody miss their court hearings. It, just as a matter of reality, won't many of those thousands of people end up settling here in the United States, some of them permanently?
Chris, we have enforcement guidelines in place that provide that individuals who are recent border crossers who do not show up for their hearings are enforcement priorities and will be removed.
And
that is one of our
key... Do you remove all of them or do some of them disappear into the country?
Well, it is our intention to remove them. That is what our policies are. And we deploy our enforcement resources according to certain priorities to ensure the safety and security of the American people.
It is our intention, which means not so much do we do what we say we're going to. But it's our intention. Hey, my intention for the listeners of this audience, you listening right now, anyone listening later does not count. If you're listening on podcast, all right, if you're on podcast, I'll include you. My intention is to give each of you $20,000 cash. That's my intention. Are you going to hold your breath till you get it? I have an intention. I have no plan of doing it. I have no financial way of doing it. And on top of it, I ain't going to do it. I'll be honest with you. But Mayorkas says his intention, their intention is to, we're going to stay in touch with them. We're going to stay on top of things. We're going to be careful again. We're going to do all of this. Intentions. Yeah, you know, the whole thing is, and Wallace did point out, hasn't this administration created a magnet? Haven't you given them a reason to believe there's a reasonable chance if they come into this country, they'll end up being released into the country and have months, perhaps years, to stay and work here? Now, let me give you some specifics to that point. And apparently it takes, as he said, we'll have the immigration court monitor them. So well, that's if they bother to show up. You understand they have to show up, first of all. And if they do, it takes 6 months to years to hear, appeal, and remove before the massive flux we've seen happen. We're going to have probably close to 2 million now illegals coming into our country across the border. Those are the ones we know about. And here's the other thing that happened. With all the focus on Del Rio and that crossing, where they could just kind of walk across a bridge that was kind of a dam more than anything else along the Rio Grande there, that they could kind of walk across at Del Rio. And it was probably served both purposes, depending on how high the water is or what time of the year. when other illegals saw maybe the mounted patrol on the other side trying to get people to stay in one area, stay here, and it wasn't clear they're going to, they've been gathering for days. They started around 2,000, 4,000. Pretty soon they had 15-plus thousand still there. Don't you imagine if you are among those coming here and you look across the border and see all that massive presence and everything there, then why don't we just go down or upstream a quarter of a mile, half a mile, and cross without all the hassle? Don't you imagine some of them did that? You know they did. But as we watched them basically walk right across there, and of course the Department of Homeland Security Secretary was even flew down there and said, yeah, we're gonna deal with this. Well, you got Jen Psaki in the White House making one of the most stupid statements I've heard from anyone, even more so than Biden, even more so than anything you could put on Trump. She said many of them, if you're driving, please be very careful. I don't want you to lose control of your car while I say this. All right, you ready? She said, many of those, you might even use the word most, but many of those coming here are not going to stay long. What, she thinks they're just coming for a short vacay in the U.S. and then going back to their hut in Haiti or Ecuador or Peru or Northern Triangle countries, wherever? They're going to come here and not stay as long as they can, like in forever? No, she actually said that. She said many of them are just coming here for a short time. That was the answer to a question that was raised. Why are they not being vaccinated? Why are you not checking for COVID? Well, they're just going to be here a short time. And when we see the COVID test and numbers accelerate in various states, especially along the border, but even beyond the border, is anyone in that administration that is so concerned about the unvaccinated, do you hear one of them say, you know, that thing at the border, that might be adding to this? No, they're not going to do that. I'm going to get in that in more detail before we wrap up this hour, because I want to share something that the morning slap in the face delivered me today from their New York Times directly. But they're just coming here for a short vacation. It's kind of like you know, hey, let's plan a trip to Cancun. Let's go down there for a week or so. Well, sounds good. You want to go down there and live in Cancun forever? I don't think so. I kind of like it, but I don't want to live there forever. I don't know. What about the Bahamas? Yeah, I could take that. Don't have to live off of whatever food I can get out of a trash can. Yeah, I'd do that. No, they're just going to come here for a short time. Really? What are they drinking, smoking, or whatever in that White House? And Chris Wallace, again, I'm going to give him credit. I've slammed him on several times, but I'm going to give him credit for the fact that Mayorkas talking about this trek of folks coming right across there, watching them. It's documented. We see the video. He sees the video. He goes down there and talks to the agents. He sees them coming across. And he was also audio tape of him in a meeting with the agent saying this is getting out of control and we can't really continue like this. But Wallace asked him a very specific question.
You say 30,000 people walked across that dam into Del Rio in the last 17 days. Question, why didn't you stop them?
We encounter them at the border. That's where we encounter them, Chris. And you know what? We saw, indeed, a large number of people cross at one particular part of the border in a short period of time. And what did we do? We surged our resources. We surged our personnel.
Why didn't you stop them from coming into the country?
We did. We encountered them. They gathered, they assembled in that one location in Del Rio, Texas, and we applied the laws. We applied the public health law under the CDC's authority, and we applied immigration law.
My question is, why did you allow them in the country in the first place? Why didn't you build, forgive me, a wall or a fence to stop them from walking in this flood of people coming across the dam? It looks like a highway that allows them to cross the Rio Grande.
It is this the policy of this administration. We do not agree with the building of the wall.
Did you get an answer? Of course you didn't get an answer. We surged. We surged. We encountered them. He also appeared, Mayorkas also was on other programs. He's on Chuck Todd with NBC Meet the Press. And even Chuck Todd said, are you at all concerned the release of more than 12,000 Haitian migrants into the U.S. will serve as a magnet for more migrants to come? And here comes another lie that would just shock the hell out of you. Well, it shouldn't. The question again from Chuck Todd, NBC Meet the Press. Are you at all concerned, Mayorkas, that the release of more than 12,000 Haitian migrants in the U.S. will serve as a magnet for more to come? Oh, I don't think that's the case at all. He said, in fact, 8,000 Haitians returned to Mexico over the past week. Todd said, was that because we're sending them back to Haiti? He said, I can't speak for them. Remember, many of those coming there were not living in Haiti at the time. They were not escaping, looking for asylum. They were living somewhere in the South American, Central American region. But then they got to put on a plane, maybe go to Haiti, and they say, okay, we'll go back to Mexico. And Maxine Waters asked a question. So did Wallace. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Of the 30,000 Haitians who came across the border into Del Rio, how many did your department test for COVID?
So we have strict COVID testing protocols that we apply across the board. We test, isolate, and quarantine unaccompanied children. We work with nonprofit organizations to test families. Those who are in ICE custody are tested, isolated, and quarantined. Those who are expelled under the Title 42 Public Health Authority are returned immediately. They are not placed in immigration court proceedings, and those we do not test, but because they are returned immediately.
But your own department's Inspector General said that your testing policy and the failure to test a lot of people who end up in this country, that you rely on local or state officials and a lot of people don't get tested, has put communities in this country at risk.
We concurred with those recommendations. We made improvements.
No, they haven't. He can sit there and say that all the time, say we concurred. I mean, they only decided maybe 4 weeks ago maximum. The DHS decided maybe we should start vaccinating these illegals. They started doing that maybe 4 weeks ago, and I'm not sure they're still doing it. 4 weeks ago, how many weeks have you been under basically either threat of shame or job cancellation if you didn't get a vaccination? And maybe you just don't want it. Maybe you have religious reasons. Maybe you have some concerns about it. There are members of the health departments in various cities and states that don't want to do it. New York City, the mayor of New York City says, that's all right. If a bunch of doctors and nurses are going to walk off the job, they're not going to get their vaccination, then I've got plans. She's going to bring in Filipino doctors and nurses, supposedly. Listen, I think the fact there's a warp speed program, which I think was good. I think there are many times the FDA could do quicker because if it's used in other countries, doesn't mean we have to suddenly jump in. But in this case, we did. And, of course, if you remember, the original anti-vaxxers were Democrats. De Blasio, mayor of New York City, Cuomo governor, Pelosi, BP Harris. Well, I'm not going to get it if it came from the Trump administration. And she and Biden got their shots in December. Now the concern is for children. We don't have long range, and so what should we do? And they're just adults also saying, I'm not sure. But they're lying about when they say, well, you know, we're following plan. They have no plan. Mayorkas on camera can appear to be so nice and calm and so unoffensive. Well, apparently not so much. In fact, Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican, had pointed out in previous testimony information from some of the employees working under Mayorkas. He made a visit to one of the locations, and they say Mayorkas became visibly agitated when he was told that employees were trying to learn more about fraud detection efforts for illegals. Mayorkas' response was, why would you be focusing on that instead of approving people? And one witness said that message was offensive to a lot of officers who are trained to detect fraud. That's their job. J-O-B is detected. And he said, why are you doing that? Just, in his words, you're supposed to just basically approve them. And, of course, there's still that issue about the horses and how the Border Patrol agents were just so mean and vicious when it was not a fact to begin with. It's still not. But do not let the facts stand in the way of a good leftist narrative. We're going to get into that in more detail. But I do have a concern, and you should have a concern. If we are being mandated that you have to wear a mask, that you have to get a vaccination, or you might lose your job, or you're going to be, maybe if you're in the military, they want to dishonorably discharge you, give you a dishonorable discharge, which follows you for life. I know, I was in the Marine. When you're in the service, you're told that's an order, you follow it and you take it. If you don't, then they would give you a dishonorable discharge. But, and yes, you had to take shots they gave you, but every shot they gave you had been in use for some time. Even Maxine Waters said, did we test or vaccinate those under the bridge?
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So, let's talk about these images of Border Patrol officers on horseback corralling the Haitian migrants. It has drawn outrage across this country, including from you. You said in a press conference last week that the way the Haitian migrants are being treated at the border, quote, take us back hundreds of years. So, since you said that, have you seen any improvement in how things are being handled in the days after it's happened?
After it's happened, as if it were a fact, as the way it's been reported. That's an MSNBC anchor setting up Maxine Waters for a softball question. But before that was over, she basically, the anchor, you're going to hear in a few minutes say, telling her director or producer, don't do that again. Don't do what? Oh, well, I'll tell you in a moment. But her question to Maxine Waters, have you seen any response? Now, before you get to Maxine Waters' response, Maxine Waters was among those that immediately started criticizing and saying it's wrong, they're hitting them, they're doing this, they're using whips on them, it's like days of slavery. And she was going by the picture that had been seen and the story that was going around and so forth, and the picture didn't really tell the story. And then it became apparent that it was not certainly not whips. They don't carry whips. It was horse reins, and he was swinging it around trying to direct the horse and, yes, keep people away from the horse. But facts be damned if you're on the left and you see a way to criticize. Even President Biden, without any facts, said we're going to have an investigation, but those Border Patrol agents on horseback, quote, will pay. Well, that kind of gave you that's the final answer of the investigation, right? The head of the Border Patrol's agent said the comments by the president are totally outrageous. He's doing it without any facts. But Maxine Waters are doing the same. And even Mayorkas Friday, before bothering to really look at it, said, we need to talk about this. See, in the midst of meeting our challenges along the border, our entire nation saw horrifying images that do not reflect who we are, who we aspire to be, the integrity and values of our truly heroic personnel in the Department of Homeland Security. He's doing everything he can to make it appear like he's supporting the Border Patrol, but absolutely condemning what he thinks happened. And he's also supposed to be part of the inquiry. So you got the head of the department of the inquiry saying at that point, horrifying, as if it were a fact, Maxine Waters, Congresswoman, saying it was, and others, and even President Biden saying they will pay. So again, the MSNBC anchor said, now, since you had that point and made that, what have you seen? Have you seen anything change? Here's Maxine Waters' response.
First of all, we should honor the Constitution and allow those people who are seeking to come into the country, according to our Constitution, to be able to give their story, and we will make a decision about whether or not they're eligible to enter. And so, you know, without even thinking twice about it, we know what is happening in Haiti. We know about the violence. We know about the gangs. We know about the corruption. And so to automatically just send people back, some of whom have never even been there, who are coming from other places, is just unacceptable.
And in other words, she didn't really get around to that answer. She started making the whole issue about coming in. Now, I want you to understand, there's some editing. But her answer wasn't any stronger than what it had been. But she wanted to make the whole response about that. You know why? Because she now knows the facts are not exactly as they were being originally given to her. In fact, there are many of them on that side. They're kind of now saying the images we saw are what appeared to be. In other words, they're all trying to step lightly around it at this point. Despite Biden already saying those agents will pay and the horses are no longer being used at this point because of that, in any fashion, apparently. All of them jumping to a conclusion that it was wrong. No facts whatsoever. And, of course, then you had Congresswoman Waters saying, honor the Constitution. People are sinking. We don't have anything in our Constitution that says if you're sinking, you get to come to the country. Asylum, yes. But many of these Haitians had not been living in Haiti for years, if not 10, 12 or more. They were coming up from South and Central America because they realized they could get into the U.S. now. The Biden administration will let them in. Now, from Haiti, they claim I'm escaping, you know, a bad situation. But at the same time, while they were doing that, when some of them began to realize they might be sent back, some of them, yes, decided maybe we will just stay in Mexico or go back to Mexico. Because what was happening, some of them were put on bus, taken to a plane, and then they land, and they're not in the U.S., they're back in Haiti. Oh, my God, that's not what I wanted. And, in fact, there's a report that a Haitian migrants in federal custody feared that kind of deportation. They tried to take control of a bus that was actually taking them to San Antonio. But this issue about our border agents, how they just continued to blame them for everything that's going on down there, just all because they're centering not on their failure as an administration, but trying to center on an image, which is a falsely portrayed image Even the photographer said that's not what they were doing. But again, Congresswoman Waters, here she goes.
They should treat them like they're treating the Afghans. We're bringing Afghans by the thousands into the country, and they deserve to be brought in because they assisted us in the war. And that's how they should be treating the Haitians, bringing in those who are eligible, vaccinating, and making sure that we're not simply trying to drive them back with our Border Patrol on horses, but with their reins looking as if they're beating them.
Yeah, it was horrific to look at, and I frankly don't want to see those videos again played on our broadcast during this interview.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the anchor tell, I don't want those on my broadcast during this interview again? The word to the director and producer, don't put those pictures up again during my interview. But you also heard Waters saying what appeared to be going on, what we thought we saw, things of that nature. In other words, looking for ways to step around that it's no longer a fact. They know it's not a fact. I got this morning my slap in the face from the New York Times. I sign up for it. David Linhart's morning letter to say, good morning, Larry. COVID's partisan pattern is growing more extreme. And he said during the early months of COVID-19 vaccination, several major demographic groups lagged in receiving shots. Black Americans, Latino Americans, and Republican voters. And he said more recently, the racial gaps, while still existing, have narrowed. They have not narrowed in the sense of what he wants you to believe. But he's still saying the real difference is Republicans, conservatives. They're not getting their shots, and that's the issue we're having. Estimated 70% of New Yorkers 18 to 48, black New Yorkers, have not gotten a shot. That doesn't sound like those numbers are narrowing. Estimated across the nation, think CDC numbers, 70% or more of black Americans are not doing it because either they don't want it or they just fear it or fear the government. And, of course, the big high profile right now is Kyrie Irving, the NBA. He's not getting the vaccine, doesn't want it. Rolling Stone said he and other players who are resisting it, such as Orlando's Jonathan Isaac, might band together and resist the efforts to vaccinate the entire league. Kyrie's aunt said players could start skipping home games to protest the league's vaccine policies. She said there's so many other players outside of him are opting out. I'd like to think they'd make a way. She said he's not looking for religious exemptions, not religious based, it's morals based. She said, but if it's that freaking important to get a vaccine that hell, it's still not preventing COVID, then I'd rather them work it out some way instead of, hey, if you don't get the vaccine, you can't be part of the franchise you helped build. And Kyrie's response and all this, he said, you know, honestly, I'd like to keep that stuff private. I'm a human being first. Can you just please respect my privacy? I think the man is right on point, and that goes for every one of you out there that is facing some kind of punishment from an employer by a mandate from the White House through using OSHA against your employer. You're not allowed to keep your stuff private? Of course you are. And Maxine Waters had asked earlier that, did we vaccinate anybody under the bridge? And, of course, the answer from Mayorkas, not asked that question directly, but he said, well, we have protocols, blah, 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 blah. In other words, no real answer. When we continue, crime rates in Chicago and Philly are staggering. I mean staggering. Blue, Democrat-controlled areas. And you know what they're blaming? Guns. The FBI says guns are not the main killer of this last year. Oh, and then there's something found in Chicago they only identify as a dangerous object. What could that be, a dangerous object? Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
If it's a Monday, they must have a death count of Chicago, and they do indeed. The Chicago Sun-Times reporting 62 shot, 8 of them fatally, this last weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Democrat Chicago. They now have had 500, as of September 1, the last report, official report, 526 deaths. Now you can add the 8, 534 deaths in Chicago this year up to this point. 534. That is the worst since they've had in 1996. 534. Philly has now surpassed 400 homicides this year. Another Democrat-controlled area. And one city council member says it is way out of control. She says, stop the bleeding. Get cops on the ground now. Get more money, more resources than we're spending now. Yeah, all this defund police, back off, send in health professionals. Cops can leave their guns in the car. They won't need them all the time. And just 29% of the homicides and 15% of the non-fatal shootings result in arrest, which brings up another issue that exists in many areas. And one resident of Philly addressed it in particular at a rally over the weekend concerning the rising violence. Her son was shot and killed in Philadelphia back in 2003. She said, we need to start believing that people's lives matter. People's lives matter. Nobody has the right to take a life. And she said, we also need to end the no-snitch mindset that encourages residents not to report violent offenders to the police. No snitch. Snitches get stitches. Well, in some cases, the people don't report it because it's somebody they know, a member of the family. In some cases, because they fear that they could be the target next time. And we're talking about, I'm reading a quote also here from the police chief saying, we are busy making arrests, taking a record number of illegal firearms off the streets. Well, actually, the mayor said that. A number of illegal firearms. That's key. Illegal. Not law-abiding citizens. Illegal. And I've told you, most of those involved in these shootings probably could not have purchased a gun legally. But guns are not the issue if you look at the latest FBI stats anyway. Their uniform crime report in 2020... 454 were shot and killed with rifles. And in fact, we're talking about all kinds of rifles combined, the so-called, you know, the assault rifle you hear about all the time, 454. 1,732 were stabbed or hacked to death with knives and cutting instruments, something like either an axe and or a right out of your kitchen drawer knife. So it's not just the guns. We've all known that. You know that. But there goes the narrative for the left, doesn't it? But they will still continue to push on the Second Amendment rights as strong as they can on a constant basis to make it all about guns. If they make it about illegal guns, I have no problem with that. If those are illegal guns on the streets, yeah, I want them off the street as well. But many of those who commit these crimes, they were not able to buy a gun legally because either they have a record or they used a straw purchaser, which is wrong. Those are crimes. Law-abiding citizens, if they were the problem, you would know it. We've got more guns, 2 to 3 times as many guns in this nation as we do population. Lawful gun owners are not the issue. But the scare tactic continues. My boots-on-the-ground correspondent in Chicago, Andrew, said, look at what a principal just sent out. To the parents and the families, the safety of your children is our top priority, which is why we are writing to inform you of a situation near our school. We were made aware of a dangerous object being found in the park behind our school. No students or staff were harmed. We have reason to believe had nothing to be connected to the school. The object has been secured by the Chicago Police Department. Da-da-da-da goes on and on and on. They never say what it was. Has cancel culture gotten to the point, that was Andrew's question, Why don't they just say they found a gun? Instead of a dangerous object. My response to Andrew? Well, a dangerous object? Could be, oh, I don't know, a U.S. flag. In the mind of some, that's a dangerous object. It's offensive, and it certainly could be dangerous. But maybe it's a U.S. flag, Andrew. Maybe that's what they found. It was probably a gun, but they didn't identify it. But they said the Department of Police Department took it over. Maybe it's a knife. I mean, I just told you the FBI crime stats. Maybe it's a kitchen knife. Maybe it was a potato peeler. That could be used as a dangerous object. That's how far we've gone. We won't even use the word. Is that what cancel culture is now? You can't even use the word gun. Can I spell it? G-U-N? No. Don't do that. I'm trying to learn along with the rest of you. The hell I am, I'm like you. I'm going to resist every step of the way. And I know you will as well. Let your friends and neighbors know about our program, will you? I appreciate you listening. I really do. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.